Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, and welcome to The Daily Lowdown, your fix of everything in the world of celebrity, music, and entertainment news. Millennials are rejoicing as Linkin Park are considering a 2025 reunion with a twist. I tried so hard. Sources tell Billboard that band members Mike Shinoda, Brad Delson, and Dave Farrell could be getting back together with the lead female vocalist to replace the late Chester Bennington, who died in 2017. Earlier this month, Evanescence frontwoman Amy Lee shut down rumours that she would be taking the gig, before confessing to iHeartRadio that they should ask her about it, adding, "I don't have a ton of free time, but I might do it part-time." It's been 10 years since Ed Sheeran released his hit album Multiply, and to mark the anniversary, the British singer-songwriter has announced a one-off show in Brooklyn.
Multiply, 10th anniversary merch, out now, Barclays Centre, 22nd of May. See you there for the 10th anniversary show.
Taking to social media, Ed revealed that the show will be held on the 22nd of May at Barclays Centre in New York, and admitted, "This album was made from 2011 to 2014, and spanned my whole personal life through that time, which was a mad time. Going from playing pubs and clubs to selling arenas in those years, falling in and out of love, traveling all around the world, working with some of the best producers in the world, it was a real roller coaster, and it's been amazing to revisit all the memories." Is Calvin Harris about to drop the song of the summer? The Scottish DJ has shared a 50-second video of a beach on social media with his new song playing in the background, and fans are convinced the vocals are Miley Cyrus. Whilst neither Calvin or Miley have dropped any clues to confirm or deny, lyrics include the lines, "We were dancing, we were wild in the ocean. When the crowd is all around me, you're still all I see." Reckon it sounds like her? Dua Lipa is gearing up for this year's Glastonbury, and it sounds like she's putting on a show to remember. The British singer is headlining alongside US R&B phenomenon SZA, marking the first time the festival has had two female headliners. Dua confessed to the BBC in an exclusive interview that 50% of her thoughts go to Glastonbury, then the rest are for everyday tasks. "I feel so lucky to be a part of that shift. It's important to have more female headliners. We've just got to keep applying the pressure and making that change happen," she said, before adding that she's got to figure out a way to make 150,000 people feel like they're in a small little nightclub.
"I got to figure out a way to make 150,000 people feel like they're in a small little nightclub. Somehow. I got to do it. There's one place to do it. It's going to be Glastonbury."
And finally, millions of songs by artists, including Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, and Taylor Swift, will be restored on TikTok after the social media platform settled a dispute with Universal Music Group over royalties. As per the BBC, in an email to staff, Universal's boss, Sir Lucian Grange, wrote that TikTok had agreed to key changes, and that under the new agreement, artist and songwriter compensation will be greater than under our prior TikTok deal. Universal's music will take less than 2 weeks to return to TikTok, which includes restoring audio to videos that were previously muted. Artists like Drake and The Weeknd will also be back, but TikTok and Universal said in a statement that they would work together to protect human artistry, and that both companies are committed to removing unauthorized AI-generated music from the platform. If you're after some royal content, then check out Hello's other audio series, A Right Royal Podcast, which has just dropped a new episode called A Right Royal Jam. This week, our hosts discussed Meghan Markle's new venture with American Riviera Orchard, which saw her send out 50 jars of homemade jam to her celebrity pals. They also speak to royal editor Hannah Furness, who discusses what the Duke and Duchess's new projects mean for the future. Search A Right Royal Podcast wherever you get your podcasts to listen now. And that's your daily lowdown from Hello. Check out our social media channels and hellomagazine.com for more news and updates from your favourite celebrities.